Chairman Brad Holton, I'll bring the meeting to order. We have a 10:30 agenda item meeting with DSD for general business. So with that, present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek, and we'll hand it over to Jay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. We didn't have a meeting last week, so kind of missing you. Just want to bring up a couple topics this morning and then have a little bit more discussion after on comp planning. But first thing is I wanted to bring up is the P&Z Commission. I know that you just got copied on the application. I got the application on Monday, I believe, from a woman that submitted an application. She actually lives in the city. And we don't have, and I don't know the history of our Planning and Zoning Commission as to whether we've ever had members of the city. I've been at Ada County, and we did have a position for an inside the city. But the review of the statute with regard to the membership makeup of the commission, you can have a third of the commission could live in the city. You have to have half that live outside of all areas of city impact. So basically, we have a seven-member commission. Presently, we have three that are outside of all boundaries, and we have three that are inside areas of city impact. So I'm just gauging how to respond back to this application. Hate to turn down good volunteers. I don't know her. But in the future, we could add potentially if the commission was amenable and we found somebody that was inside the city. If you can't find over half of the commission members from outside, then you can then look for somebody, another member inside, or conversely, then a member inside the city per se. So there are options to get over, but right now we're 3-3. We need to add another one. We're really, the commissioner that we need to replace was an outside. That puts us at 4 outside, and 3 inside.
Okay.
So anyways, we'll address that, but we're down one, and I have two applications. It's really up to the board if they were to choose anybody from either of these applications, but we're hoping to bring multiple applications to you for consideration in the near future.
Even with the change of AOI, we still have those that are in the areas of impact?
Good question. I should review that.
Might turn that upside down.
Yeah, it might. But actually it does. Because the newest commissioner, Anita Johnston, she will be outside of Greenleaf's area of city impact now.
I think Rob is out now, too.
Could be.
At Middleton's.
I need to review that.
So the local land use planning act contemplated for cities that you have to have one member at large. So otherwise everybody had to be within city limits. Why couldn't we use somewhat of the same logic and have everybody out in the county except for one member at large inside of a city?
And it's logic, and the law does anticipate that if you can't find, then you move to the next and move to the next. This particular address of this lady, she actually, the back of her lot is then turns into unincorporated county, but she's in Caldwell's area city impact south of Highway 2026. Close, but no cigar at the moment, but we'll hopefully we'll bring that back to you.
What do you all want?
I think reviewing the applications, I mean, you're talking, which is a good problem to have, that we've got more than one, but I would need all that as a comparative to look at. And it's nice, I mean, people that have an interest to serve there, they just have to work well with DSD staff, other commissioners, the board, all that. There's a lot that goes into it.
I applaud all those that are willing to step forward and
right.
participate in the process. So,
mm-hmm.
so we'll do some review and put some our heads together, and we'll get something back to you for consideration.
Okay, let's do that.
The second topic I want to bring to your attention, and you'll hear about it sooner or later, is it's 'tis the season for fireworks stand planning. And you'll hear about it more. There's one at present that is on a property. It's on Middleton Road, like South Middleton Road. It's still, it's adjacent, it's surrounded, it's an enclave to the city of Nampa, but it is an acreage parcel. It's a problem parcel that has been, had several code enforcement actions on them. They signed another lease with a fireworks group that apparently has been operating for several years. They just haven't been caught over the 4th of July. So magically, you know, they posture that, well, we've done it before, you gotta let us again, I've already ordered my inventory, and now they're, you know, posturing action as to, so.
Yep, Chairman. The board had this issue last year, and I got a call from that gentleman about 3 or 4 weeks ago with another heart-wrenching sob story. And I went back, I had DSD review to make sure that I confirmed, and I did call him back, and I said, it's a hard no. No, you cannot come back.
We wrote them a letter last year and told them, all right, this is your last year.
Mm-hmm.
Plan for someplace else because we can't allow this. And it's still, it's been the rezone for that property is, it's at the corner of Airport and Robinson, the southwest, southeast corner with the big barn, contractor's yard. Been trying to rezone for 2 years. They've made it through P&Z, but it hasn't come to the board yet, just for the rezone itself.
Jay, is this the same one?
Rezone, it doesn't have water per se, but.
Yeah, I am not in favor of doing this. I am tired of exceptions, caveats, the sob stories. I don't mean to be hard and indifferent, but until Canyon County leadership follows the rules that we're hoping to establish, we don't really have a basis for decision making. And this, that gap of time where it hasn't come before the board, that's unfortunate planning on their part, but most of these are not because they have not received prior warning that they are not properly permitted.
And the fire districts are not in favor if they have, you know, if they're not properly zoned, we have our checkbox and we look at the property and it's like, no, it's ag land.
Yeah.
Incorporated Canyon County really can't do that. So
I'm in favor of sticking with the plan. That's my position for District 1, Chairman.
Good. We'll give them Zach's number next time.
We'll place it next to Zach's house. Yeah, I'm stay with the plan.
Will do. Another topic I want to, just as an aside, our case log, and let Dan talk to that a little bit and scheduling things going forward with the board, because you got your schedules are pushed out for land use hearings to September. Never gonna get this done.
Thank you.
So we gotta work with you.
Thank you, Chairman. So basically we've been working with Diana and Jen and on scheduling cases, and the last update we got is if you want to schedule a case, I think the next one's September now, and we have cases in April, you know, that need to be scheduled. And so trying to find dates sooner than later, and I understand you have a full schedule, but this does create a backlog, and it's going to be something that's going to, we're going to hear some negatives about people who have cases who need to get to the board next and can't get to it till September or October, because those are going to fill up really quick. There's some concerns, and so wanted to see if there's any solutions to that. One of the things I was talking to Josh about, maybe to the board eventually, to think about caseload sometime in the future, is there a way to schedule these with some more understanding of maybe just a day that you deal with land use only? So question, like I've seen other jurisdictions do this and they go on Tuesday, we just do land use type of cases. So that's that planning and zoning, that's, you know, Southwest District Health, that could be anything dealing with land use, would do it only on this day. With that, there's certainty that there's a day we can schedule it to always. And knowing, and then also it takes stress off of you, because I've seen you after a couple of land use hearings and they're brutal. And when you get back to back during a week, it can be hard. So if you just choose one day and we're just scheduling it on one day, you know, those are done. You don't have to think about land use to the next week or something like that. Something to think about, just calling it, this is land use day. We can fit two, maybe three cases, depending how crazy they are. On that day, those could be days we you sign final plats as well, sign FCOs, all the land use stuff happens on that day. That could be a day that we also do DST review. This could be dedicated to that day, so once it's done, it's over with. You don't have to think about it to the following week.
Yeah. Chairman? Yeah, so Dan, we did try that with the previous board, and it's kind of a pick your poison, and it's, I've done three land use hearings on a day. I don't know how planning and zoning does it, but it is exhausting. I'm not saying no. I'm just saying it's a shift in how you think about it. But there's a lot of information, especially on some of those bigger cases, to evaluate. So I...
Just something to think about. Just because also for us for scheduling, it makes it so if you chose a Tuesday, let's say, then we just know if that Tuesday's full, we're looking at the next Tuesday and we can schedule it. And it'll be easy for... office staff as well as our staff to see what's next, instead of, is it a Wednesday? Is it a Friday this time? You know, like trying to fit that in. And then if you are scheduling budgeting and things like that, at least you know, hopefully we can retain this Tuesday or whatever day you want to choose to dedicate that. And then, you know, you have the rest open. It's just a way to think about making sure we can keep on going without creating this backlog that might occur, that is going to occur if we keep the September future date.
I guess I'm not real interested. Most of the ones that end up here, there's no easy answer at all. And because where P and Z is at, it's just, I was going to say something. I think what I will say is that the way the process works, when it gets to here, the applicant has done their trial balloon at P&Z, and they know how to sharpen the knife and get more succinct. And they throw at us, typically from a different direction than what the P&Z got to make their decision on. So it isn't a reconvening of what P&Z heard. It's typically something that has significantly changed it for us. And so it's pretty weighty to, you know, I was gonna throw out, well, why don't we do it like the courts? Because the courts don't really care whether, you know, you did whatever kind of misdemeanor. Once it gets up to felonies, it's treated differently. But they'll throw 21 people in the next 2.5 hours, and you all get to show up at the same time, and the judge gets to choose whose name goes first and whose name is the 21st. And so I don't know that I want to do that, because I end up asking the gallery over and over, is there anybody that's walked in here that I didn't notice who was planning to testify who didn't sign up, and yada yada yada. Don't want to sign up a day of whatever day is, Wednesday or Monday, and put six down, and we do the first two in you know, 35 minutes, and we're sitting around for another 2.5 hours. So it's this double thing of efficiency and the public's right of due process. I can see it both ways, Dan, about having a day.
Well, the good thing about scheduling, usually it's quite a bit of time in advance. So if we did have a day, and let's just say nothing's getting filled, then that's when you can just go, you know what, nothing's there, nobody schedule it, let's add something else. But at least with a dedicated day, staff will know, staff is usually pretty good if we know if it's controversial or not or things like that, where it's really going to take you only an hour versus 3 hours. And we can schedule accordingly. Now things change and we know that, and that's why you get the table, you can do other things to the, and at least you have a day you already know you can table too, that you would have space. And additionally, we'll know when we schedule signing of final plats, FCOs, other items like discussions. And again, it's not just our department. It could be, this is when you hear Southwest District Health. This is when you hear other land use agencies come to you and talk.
Right.
This is a great day to schedule it on and fill that day. So your focus is just land use and you don't have to focus on anything else. And then, you know, the other days are, you're free from thinking about land use, hopefully, unless they call you somebody. But I don't know, it's just an idea. I've seen it work in other jurisdictions, but I just wanted to see if that would help with the future issues of finding hearing dates when you have such a busy schedule.
Part of our year is different than what you're thinking, because like the BOE, the budget hearings, I suppose we could move around the budget hearings, but pretty much we've tried to advertise them way out to have this for the public. So they know weeks and almost months ahead what day we're going to look at what budget. But I don't even want to say it out loud. We could look at Mondays, Monday afternoons. Tuesday afternoons, we found out we have too many conflicts with a couple of the other public entities. And Mondays, we have a once-a-month conflict on a Monday afternoon. I mean, there's not a golden day. The public really just likes Fridays. So I don't even think of it as a possibility. Although when I was mayor, I could tell whether the developer was really serious or not, because I'd put all of them on Monday at 3:30. And the ones who were flakes, they didn't show up. And the ones who were really serious about doing the project and figuring it out, they're there with bells on. So What do you two think?
I would like the opportunity to think about the scheduling and maybe go back and just convene.
Mr. Chairman, I've been on the path for a while now of completely upending our schedule, so we, at some level or not, the tail is not wagging the dog, I guess, in that regard, that we'd have some more control over schedule. So I like the idea. I've brought it up before of potentially going to a consent agenda for some of these items that we have consistently that come back, and the only thing, oh no, this is basically a boilerplate. The only thing that changed is the dollar amount or something. We don't, you know, it would save us time from here having the discussion to talk about something we talk about every year. It would save our people time for not having to show up like Loper shows up yesterday for, you know, to talk for 30 seconds and then has to drive back to the landfill kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I know, well, at least I would think the PA's office would be, you know, open to the idea of only having to come down here one day a week for legal. You know, if we were to move that to a certain day, that would open up maybe Wednesday or Thursday for something like this, and then hopefully we could still keep Mondays and Fridays open to, you know, prepare for the stuff that we have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So I personally like the idea, but I guess with that, how many hearings are you projecting? Like maybe one in the afternoon, one in the morning, one in the afternoon kind of thing?
Correct. So okay. That, if staff understands the controversy behind it, it has been through P&Z and saw what happened, then we know this one's going to be all day, so we're only going to schedule one, or at the most maybe just two, because you'll have one in the morning for about 2 hours, one in the afternoon for 2 to 3 hours, whatever, depending on the type of case. But if it's just nothing but, let's say, subdivisions that are fairly simple, we could fit maybe four, you know, two in the morning, two in the afternoon. But it allows us to at least to talk about it, get it scheduled, and see what happens. The worst case scenario, they're horrible cases and you have to table them to another date. And guess what? You'll have a day to look at on that time period and say, oh, this is open, we'll just move it here. We just need an hour, whatever. You can gauge that and you have a dedicated day so you know you're gonna focus it on that day. It makes, I feel there's some positives with that. I'm sure there's negatives too, but I agree. Think about it and see if this is something we want to go down, and then how we can help you get there and work with staff to make that happen and what that looks like. Because once we get that going too, we can alert legal and some other land use agencies. Hey, if you're going to schedule on this day, you know, if you want to talk to us. And then the more we can get everybody on the same page that this is the day for land use, then it at least gives us a dedicated day that we already know to try to get something into, instead of trying to find all these multiple days. And so I don't know, I think it might be a solution, but think about it. And then if not, if that doesn't work, let's think about how we want to deal when you have 3 months of budget going on, and how do we get some cases in without slowing down that productivity.
I'm okay if initially we consider Wednesday and Thursday afternoon. I mean, it's Thursday afternoon is the slush fun. So in other words, if we do something on a Wednesday and we need a continuance, but usually you can't continue. If it's that complicated, if you just run out of time, that's great. Move it to the next day, but typically our continuance is because somebody needs some more information or we need to think about it. And another 24 hours is pretty tight to start right back in.
Agreed.
Do you guys, are you okay with looking at a Wednesday to move? Because the Tuesday afternoon, Thursday afternoon, we're running into problems left and right on the Tuesday afternoon. Whether it's Compass or whatever it is, it's now we're both on the admin board, and so that makes it a higher priority than it was. And so Tuesday afternoon is kind of getting to be problematic. I can't think of anything on Wednesday that's recurring.
I can.
Is it a Monday out the window?
For the most part.
What if we...
Because the normal thing is, we come in on a Monday, whether we come in physically or we come in with our lap books or computers, and we're reviewing that file to be ready for the Tuesday. So I'm not going to give my Sunday up for that. So, and I don't think it's fair to the applicant to not come in and having it freshly reviewed before you sit down in the room to go over the request. That's why a Monday to me is problematic.
Okay. Maybe that's the thing too, is just look back at history and see what days seem historically better than others, and maybe just choose that and then see how it goes. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But maybe let's do,
I like the idea
on that.
What?
I'm picking a day. I kind of like the idea of Thursday. Because I can think of something Wednesday for 3.5 months in the morning that's already booked. So
okay. I'm good for Thursday.
But Thursday, especially if we went to a different setup with how we do the rest of the county business, you know, if we took care of it on Tuesday and that became the known day, like if you want something like a resolution or whatever moved through and legal is expecting to be here, mm-hmm. then.
And I would want to get their input. The last time we talked about that schedule for them, they were not in favor of moving to a 1 day a week for legal staff.
Well, we could still do a Thursday with legal. It's not a killer to start with the land use at 10:30. I'd give you a 10:30 to 12 for a Thursday morning.
Maybe legal should be there.
We can't afford it. I mean, most of the well, gee, you know how often we get done promptly at 10:30, because you guys are usually out in the hall waiting for us, right? That wouldn't.
9 minutes this morning.
I know, that wouldn't work well with the public. But on a Thursday morning, you could put FCOs on at 11 o'clock. And we could be cleaning up some of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And know that we know that the FCOs will be coming back for our consideration on Thursday.
And then even think about it, like if we have a workshop pertaining to land use and things like that, you know, a day we can schedule it for, and it'll fit right in with the discussions we're having all day. So, mm-hmm. You know, something to think about. If you want, what we can do is put a little proposal together, send it to Jen and Diane and the commission, and kind of vet through it and see what doesn't work, what does work, and then modify. And if we want to try it, we can. If we need to pull the plug and do something else, we can too. It's just an idea.
Dan, you are full of good ideas. Thank you. Yeah. You have a good team.
I guess.
Brain power.
And we're going to have to be clear on the wording. But in other words, what I'm thinking of is there's too many times I look at an application and I go in and I start going through the application. Then I go look at the agenda and it's a frickin' hour and a half. It's like, who came up with the hour and a half? I don't know if it's our staff or your staff, but I don't have any problem with making that down to 45 minutes. And if we can't get done in 45 minutes, we tell the people in the room, sorry, but we scheduled this for only 45 minutes. Our best knowledge, it wasn't going to be that complicated, so we're going to have to continue to X, whatever the date is. And we can get more business done by cleaning up our act instead of doing the automatic. Typically, it's an hour and a half to 2 hours that it's set on our agenda. And yes, there are those applications that are clearly 2 hours and are going to consume more. So I think it's going to take a team to think it through, because I don't have your information about how it went through P&Z, right? And especially on an appeal or something like that, I have no idea whether that's a hour meeting or 30 minutes meeting or only four people showed up at P&Z even though it's an appeal. I don't have any knowledge about that, and all I can do is read what the minutes are, but I can't make an assumption of how hot it was at the meeting or if more neighbors are going to show up for my meeting. You guys have that. I don't have that. So I'm okay with starting to do either shorter time or, depending on the wording that we choose to use, do one that runs from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock, but the second one's over here, and it's going to start at 1:45, but yeah, there's another meeting running simultaneously. Well, there could be. It might be more complicated with people coming into the room while we're in the hearing, but that might be all right, so we can get started right with the next one.
And to the chair, honestly, like the jurisdiction I'm thinking of that I worked at when they did that, that's exactly what it was. We had a list of business already there. We're going to take care of all this. You only get an hour and a half. That's all we schedule for. If we need more, we'll just table it to the next one. That's just life of life of the hearing. And so what they used to do is the first item was always consent. So they hit all the consent stuff. And if it's
speaking his language,
talk about, then they put it somewhere after this hearing, they had a little space to add that in at the end of this discussion that talk about that consent item that's not a consent item anymore. So there's ways to fit that in. And then if we have those already in, people know how to schedule for those in between. So we get all this business done. If it doesn't fit, hey, there's another date next week. We can throw you in, you know, right. And understand that you only need an hour. Maybe it's only 30 minutes now since we got through this bulk of 1 hour. Maybe it's only 30 minutes now we need, and we have this other opening for these other things. So there's benefits to it, and I'm sure there's going to be stuff people don't like about it too. I don't think anything is a win-win always, but like we try to get as close as we can to a win-win. Mm-hmm. I think a dedicated day would take a lot of stress off of you too. I just think about us when we go to a P&Z hearing and we're doing five back-to-back. It's tough, but at least we don't have to think about it for a whole week after or 2 weeks. And so I feel for you too. If you could focus on just one item, which is land use or type of topics, then you know the rest of the week you can schedule other things and know that you don't have to talk about that until the following week, and gives your mind a little bit of a rest from that.
Start at 7 in the morning.
I chose not to sign up with the military.
Some people have good ideas and some don't, you know?
Consent is probably a good way to go. When I was at Boise, they would just go, is there anybody here to talk against this? No. Applicant, are you in agreement with what staff wrote? Yes. All right. And then they would just stay on. They'd vote them as a block and done.
Good grief. Have we had any of those?
They could have done it with the fire impact fees. Nobody showed up opposed.
Yeah. We'll hear about it because we collect them.
Mm-hmm. So we're negotiable. It's bottom line.
Let us throw something together, send it your way, and see if it works or not, and then maybe we start planning for it. Get it going.
Okay. We can do it.
Good. So the last thing we wanted to talk today was an update on the progress on the comp plan update. I'm working on the scope, but I fires this week. I haven't got it done yet for at least a formal draft. But my comp plan team has some information or a little bit of direction they might need from you.
Okay.
Things to talk about. So I'll turn the time over to Dave and Remix.
I'm Dave, by the way.
Just you.
Pentathlon.
At least it's not Bob and Daryl, so.
Other brother Daryl.
Or my other brother Daryl.
Yeah. Not as prepared as I should be. So we are working towards getting something together to start moving forward with getting a comp plan changed. As we know, I've been to how many hearings now? Where we hear this is not working, the plan's not incomplete, or you know, there's a lot of concerns about that. And let's just be honest, I've been here longer than everybody here. I've been when you all have started and discussing comp plan and your concerns about the comp plan and stuff. So what we have provided is, it's been a few months now, we provided a memo to the board where you get to review some of the things we looked at and some questions we had for you, just to help us identify the scoping if we wanted to get a consultant on board. Haven't really heard anything back. And the one thing I wanted to bring focus to is what we're seeing. And I've heard your concerns. I've heard your concerns during hearings. I've had informal discussions with all of you about your feelings, you know? And so what I keep on going back to is I see an issue with not just the policies, but the visuals. We have a land use plan that with no details to it. So when you look at this map, which I think we're all visual to some degrees, we look at that map and go, that's a lot of ag, that's a little bit of residential, that's a little bit of this. And then when we go to our goals and policies, some of them are fine, but some of them don't come with why that's there or the reasoning. And then even more so, this is the biggest part, there's nothing implemented. So even if we have a really good goal and we have really good policies, here's this implementation action that never happened. And we're so far away from it that we're 4 years from this comp plan being outdated already. And so what we want to try to do, and Josh and Carla are here to help me kind of give some details, but our concern is we want to fix it too. There's many ways to do it. And I wanted to go through each option. So one of them, I go back to an update. So we have a comp plan. There's a lot of stuff. Honestly, if we did a full redo of the comp plan, a lot of it's going to be the same. Recreation, transportation, some of the stuff that we have in there, natural resources. I don't think a lot of them are going to change that much. I think the concern I keep on hearing is it has to do with land use. And if you think about the components that we have to meet, all of them have to do with land use, honestly. How we deal with population, how we deal with schools, how we deal with infrastructure. Like, it's what's going in and what is the population saying and how do we deal with this and things like that. But it really comes down to how, that land use component. And that's your biggest concern, I hear, honestly, that there's not enough details of how we're gonna deal with that. And so the question is it truly a full comp plan update or a redo? Or is it really just an update to that section? If we update that section, it's gonna naturally hit these other components that are gonna shift a little bit to match what we're saying here. I think that's the biggest issue. The thing is, so we have three options. We can just do an update and see how that goes. It's gonna be probably a little bit less time and a little less money, I wanted to say, through the consultants, and I'll let Carla and Josh jump on that, versus a full rewrite of that comp plan, which takes, I think we basically estimated it's gonna take 18 months to almost 2 years to get something like that done. That's a lot more money with a consultant. And we want to make sure we're nailing the things that you're more concerned about than just changing something that's only gonna change maybe a couple components. The third thing, and I think you've already thought about this, but I'm just gonna throw it back at there, is implementation. So we have a comp plan that there's certain things there's not clarity to. And sometimes when you implement stuff, we can take chunks of that, implement it, and if it implements well, then we've solved it. If it doesn't, it automatically makes it so we do an update. It just goes, oh, we can't meet this. We're trying to implement it. It doesn't work. Let's just update and get rid of it then. And so implementation also does that. And what it does with implementation allows us to chunk it out a little bit better, take care of some of those priority issues that we identified, like the lack of Ag 5, Ag 20. And if we can identify that, maybe that's not the big issue. The big issue is something else. And we've implemented this, so taking care of that, now we can focus on this other thing. That didn't cost us that much, but this one, now we identify as a big issue. That's probably the update instead of an implementation. Or this one over here, next, is truly just an implementation, not an update. Allows us to chunk it out and think about it systematically instead of just one big, ripped off, you know, kill it off and come back with something brand new that may not work too. It may not solve these other issues. It may implement this, but now we have these other issues. So it allows us to focus on detail if we do implementation. So I just wanted to throw you those options. We hear that what the issues are, and I honestly keep on hearing land use. It's the lack of detail, lack of clarity of what we're gonna do about this. There's some stuff in there that's nice to hear or something that was thought of but not complete. And so there's three ways to get there, I think. And I think you've hired us to be your planners to understand what you want and allow us to tackle it and get it done. But the one thing I wanted to get to is there's only so much of this back and forth before it gets too long. And we're just answering questions that we could have already started. And so at some point, I want to get your answers, talk this through, and then let us start this up and get going.
Yeah.
And let us first identify, is it a full redo? Is it just an update? Or do we want to take this implementation thing and detail these changes and see where it needs to be updated or just implemented? And if we get that feedback, then we can start moving forward and just start tackling it and get our group to focus on an update or implementation. And I don't know if Josh or Carla wants to add to that, but that's
Josh,
what
does. There's kind of, I'll call it option 3.5, and here's what I mean by that.
You're fine, you can come in if you want.
And that would be like, guys, you know what's wrong with the zoning ordinance, just go fix it. Because we have a lot in the zoning ordinance we could probably do. There's a lot of visual exhibits we could put in. We know the matrix is messed up. But to what Dan's saying, we know where, I'll say the sore spots are in the comp plan. There's that conflict with rural residential. It's a designation and it's also a zone and they don't really meet up anywhere. There's no Venn diagram crossover. I wouldn't say that that's a real tough fix. We could just make that make sense in my mind. But to what Dan was saying about the AC5 and all that, that's never been mapped. So where does that go? Is there public outreach associated with where that should go? I talked to one
person that was heavy into ag preservation, they're like, that should never be done. That's just a step to, I'll call it landing troops and destroying the ag in the county, was their opinion. So that's a discussion that probably should be had.
Well, and then it's used as a reasoning for denying something because it's not implemented yet.
Yeah, which is its own thing.
Yeah, and Chairman, I appreciate and I like where we're going inherently. I think there's fundamentals. So Dan, to your point, we have had discussions. It's just we're not getting anybody to strike the match to start the fire. So the definitions, things like reviewing the gravel pit things, the road ordinances, the matrix, the one thing that was changed with the adoption of the 2030 plan, and I raised objections many times, is zoning and the comprehensive plan. Those were changed. They don't match. It's confusing to the public. It's confusing to the board. It's problematic for staff to write reports. And so I would like to have you be able to go out and actually look at, I've also lobbied heavily for that to be, look at where has it changed? To your point on the rural residential, can we have this coexist here reasonably? It's frustrating that Idaho Code does not allow us to look at and put eyes on the decisions that we're making for the future in the county. You can, and to your point, you're subject matter experts in that could make good recommendations about that. I think there's a lot that you could start with just to get started. I'm still in favor of a consultant. I think that's a great idea. But I would like what you think are maybe the top 8 priorities of where you could attack that and solve some of the problems that continue to frustrate the board, and then just get a head nod, point, shoot, go.
Mr. Chairman, I like the amend and implement the amendments. And if there's some of this other stuff that we are going to keep, regardless of whether we scrap it and start over, and that needs implementation, then I'm good with going forward with that too. But I like the amend what we're pointing out as not necessarily the subject matter experts that you guys are, that you're more aware of, that stuff that needs amendment, let's get that done and then implement it.
And through the chair, I would rather come to you going, here's the 5 priorities we see with the comp plan, that we've heard from you, this is what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And let you tell us, no, this is the priority we see actually. Move this one up, move this one down. Once we get that, you know we have it. And then we'll come in and say, when we need a consultant, this is why we need it. This is what we're going to do about that versus this could be done in-house. And this is how we're going to tackle that. And then come back with you. Here's the time frame we see. And here's what we're going to do. Do you see where we need to add extra public outreach components? This is what we're seeing right now. Any feedback before we move forward? I kind of want to give you the reassurance that we've got it for you. And just help us, guide us to where if there needs a little bit more, if you're hearing a little bit more that we need to add to it or detract from it, honestly, let us know, and then we can move forward. We'll share that. But I don't want, as Commissioner Van Beek says, I don't want to keep on spinning wheels on the same questions over and over and not move at all.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have 1% move than no percent move at all. Yeah, so.
Agreed.
Sign me up.
Got it.
And Zach Brooks wants to be part of it. Cool.
So we'll bring that information back to you. And then we'll run with it.
Okay. That sounds really good. Right. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Apologize for being late.
That's okay. We'll forgive you.
Yeah, first time. It's usually us that are running over along
right.
The way. Apology accepted. All right, make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
All right, motion has been made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.